In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1, said, "It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census took place first while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and the Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because it was of the house and the lineage of David to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in their country the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men.'" You know, the first time I read the Christmas story out of the Bible, I'd heard it time and time again when I was in church as a young man, but I never listened much. And when I read it for the first time after I'd made Jesus the Lord of my life, the story meant everything in the world different to me than what I'd heard it. And when I got to the end of it, and I got to seeing that the angels were looking for somebody to go make an announcement to, and they found some shepherds out in the field, found some country folks. I don't know if the city folk wasn't listening, but the country folk didn't have anything better to do but look at some sheep. And the angels came and made the very first announcement, heaven's announcement on this earth, that a Savior was born, was done to a bunch of shepherds out in the field. Think about that for a minute. It says that then the heavenly host, I mean, it wasn't an angel, right? One angel's impressive, but it was a heavenly host. The heavens burst open. This burst open. Now, I'm going to paint with a pretty big brush this morning, so y'all just bear with me. I believe that the reason why they went to the shepherds in the field was because they were the only people listening. There's one thing about being out with nature and being outside, and you know, and it gives you time to think. Hello? There's people today having Christmas without Christ, because the world wants to put Christmas forth as a day we come and we give presents and family comes together and we do all this, but they forgot why we're having Christmas. We're having Christmas because of this announcement that went forth this day, that a Savior was born, that man had a chance to get out of the mess he was in. The word Savior, if you go look it up in the Hebrew and the Greek, it means, it's the word soter, and it means a deliverer. Okay? God, Christ, the Savior. All right? But if you look up the root of the word to describe what Savior really means, this is what it says. It means to save, to deliver, to protect, to heal, to preserve, to save, to do well, and to be made whole. Folks, that's a good word. That wasn't just an announcement that, hey, listen, if you guys are maybe going to, you know, cut the mustard, you might can get into the gates of heaven. It wasn't that. No, no, no. It was a Savior. An announcement that there was a Savior, Jesus, going to be born into this world. That heaven had transcended to earth, and that had broke forth onto this plane some good news that man's Savior had been born. Whoo! Glory to God. But he had to come to somebody that was sitting around with the only thing they had to worry about was there going to be a wolf or somebody going to steal a sheep at night. And I want to encourage you today. Do not get wrapped up in the things of this world so much that you don't have time to sit and think about the announcement that came from heaven to us. We cannot be at the place in life that we get so busy, that we get so caught up, that we get so offended, that we get so wrapped up in this, that we get so caught up with this, that we get to, listen to me, it's not worth it. Do not miss the announcement. Do not miss the great event in your life. The greatest event in our life. Don't forget what this is all about. Don't forget what Christmas is about. Don't forget that the reason why we give gifts is because they came and brought gifts to Jesus. Don't forget what it's all about. Don't let this world get in your way. Don't let the things come into light that cast a darkness and a shadow on your relationship with your Savior, your Deliverer, your Protector. The one who's real to you. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13, Isaiah prophesied, he said, then he said, hear now, house of Israel, or house of David, it's a small thing for you to weary men, but you will weary my God also. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, if you read the same, what happened when the prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, is the angel speaking to Joseph and says, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from his sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Now, folks, listen to me. I don't want to throw any damper on your imagery of Christmas, but everything about Jesus' birth into this earth today would be portrayed as a scandal. You have a young woman who's pregnant, no husband. You have a man that's supposed to marry her. All of a sudden, his fiance shows up pregnant. Then you got the angel speaking to Joseph, and everybody's bound to stood around and say, man, what are you doing, dude? This is not right. But now he's heard from heaven. Now, you know how that is. Have you been around the world lately? If somebody tells you something, you say, well, I heard from God, and he said this, and you say, oh, you hear from God? Oh, yeah, right. So now you got Joseph having to go to his hometown, or this lineage of hometown, to be taxed, to be registered. And he puts his pregnant wife, who's so close to delivery, on the back of a donkey and rides, you know, on a donkey. Donkey rides are no fun. Donkey rides are no fun. Donkey rides cannot be fun. Pregnant. 9 months ready to deliver. Or maybe he was premature because he got shook so much he had to come out. I don't know. But it ain't no fun. I just say it is no fun. Then he gets there and there ain't no room. Wasn't that the innkeeper was mean, just didn't want them to have a place. It's just that everything they got there late, it was all full. No way to make reservations. No convenience. Jesus is born in a barn. A manger is a feed trough. How many of y'all would like to put your baby in one of those rubber-tired feed troughs like we put salt out with, you know? That wouldn't be much. I mean, I can't imagine that. Can you imagine that, Chad? Wrap your kid up and stick him in that? In a hay trough, a 55-gallon barrel cut in half, you know? The redneck manger. Think about this. The Savior of the world. You would think that In our minds, we would say, well, God would come swooping down and with power and thunder and lightnings and fire and you know, and then kick out the people in the palace and he would be in the place of God. But God didn't do that. He came in there because I want to tell you why. Because Jesus came on this earth to be a savior and to be one with man and go through the hardships that man went through to walk as man in God in man on this earth, to walk with each and every one of us so that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is in your life, no matter what feed trough you got stuck in, that he could be right there with you and be sensitive to everything that you're going through and every need that you have and every problem that you have, that you would have someone you could talk to that wasn't so high and lofty that they could not understand it. Don't you know the wise men, when they saw the star and they came and they were going to find Jesus, that they were like, what is he doing over in the stall? What's he doing over there in the manger? And why is he in the 55-gallon drum? They've got gold, they got frankincense, they got riches, wealth that they're going to lay upon the king, and he's in the barn with the animals. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The king was born that day, and the government was upon his shoulders. And the things that are going on in life, your life, my life, this world, everyone else's, the answer is Jesus, the Savior. The answer is to get the one who's the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace into our life. But we got to go back to the shepherds, and I'm finishing here. Matter of fact, Laura, can you come up here? We got to go back to the shepherds, and we got to end it right here. What about you? What about us? What about me? Are we being attentive like the shepherds? Are we in a place where we can hear from heaven? Are you burdened this morning? Are you weary this morning? Overwhelmed with life? Maybe you've gotten a bad report. Maybe someone's gotten a bad report. I just got a phone call Friday. A friend of mine that I know is being diagnosed with leukemia. He's in the hospital going through chemotherapy right now. When events happen on Christmas, they're tough. But I just encouraged him. I said, you know what? We got a Savior. You got a protector. You got a deliverer. Now's the time to be like the shepherds and be attentive. Now's the time to cling. We should always be that way, but I'm telling you, when trouble comes, we've got to know that we have a Savior. And not a dead God, but an alive God. One that can move in our life, one that can still protect us, one that can still bless us, one that can still make miracles happen. So church, I want you just to, this morning, as we begin to close this service and you go about your day, I just ask you, look in your hearts. Take some time today to go be like the shepherds. Take some time today to be able to sit at the feet of Jesus. And man, hear a glorious announcement to you. Maybe today's your day for God to say, I'm with you. I'm here. It's one thing for me to tell you, but it's another thing for you to hear it. For you to hear the announcement in heaven to you. So if you would, let's just all bow our heads for a moment and have a little quiet time here. And look into your heart. If you're troubled this morning, then I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Father, right now I pray for each and every one of us. Lord, I just stand here this morning and just pray right now that each and every one of us can hear the glorious announcement from heaven of our Savior. That we can hear what we need to hear today, Lord. What we're worried about, what we're concerned about. What's weighed us down? Lord, that right now, we like the shepherds want to hear that glorious announcement into our life. Church, the greatest gift today is to know Jesus. The Bible is simple. It says His Savior comes into your life when you ask Him. When you ask Him. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, if you've never made Him the Lord of your life, if you're not sure today that if you died you'd go to heaven, well, today's the day. Oh, what a glorious Christmas morn to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart that Jesus died but that He rose again. And you ask Him, He'd come into your life and you'd be saved. So if there's anyone listening today, anyone here today, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, but you want to, I want to just ask you just to raise your hand and say, yeah, Pastor, that's me. I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life today. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Well, Lord, I pray for us all. The Lord, Your hand is on us. And that You are our Savior, and we give You thanks. And we give You praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now turn to that person beside you and say, hey, you got a Savior. Come on, I tell you what, stand to your feet and turn to that person around you and give them a hug and tell them, Merry Christmas, you got a Savior. Give them a handshake this morning. Greet one another.